Okay. Process of the Seder is the Seder starts with Kiddush, and that is this concept. It's like that Rabbi Tatz idea that first, before anything else, we have this moment of like intense revelation where we know where we're trying to get to. The Kiddush is when we start, we're like, wow, we are at the top of the world. We are Hashem's chosen people. We are great and amazing. And then immediately afterwards comes the work. And we start with the Kadesh Orchatz. We have to wash, right? That's karpas. We take a tiny little bit of a little vegetable and we dip it in salt water. And it's almost like we dip into our katnus. We go from our godless and we dip into our katnus. That's how Rifkinson says it. And we like start looking and we take the matzah and we say, thank you Hashem for this matzah. And we break it. We're broken. We're Avadim Hayinu, and we start with all, go back to all the places from the beginning, everywhere where we were like broken in the beginning, and slaves, and Ovdei Avodah Zarah, and we're going through all of the all of that, and we begin this process of storytelling. And the process of storytelling is when we begin to reclaim ourselves through our speech and through narrative therapy. We're starting to tell the story of who we are. And the more that we describe with our minds who we are, the more we can figure out who we are. And we go through this process of storytelling and understanding and speaking it out and learning. And then we become more intellectual. We start learning with psukim. We start relating to the Torah. We're like learning on a more intellectual level. And then we're working through, and then we start experiencing the makos and everything. And then we get to the point, at a certain point, where we hit Dayenu, and we develop ourselves enough that we understand Dayenu, it's enough to say thanks. That each little piece of our experience is enough to say thanks for. That's our Dayenu thing every single year, that each little piece of our experience is enough to say thank you for. And we get to a point of Hakaras HaTov. We've developed up into Hakaras HaTov. And from Hakaras HaTov, we then can use our mouths for their purpose in the world, their real purpose, and we start singing Hodu LaHashem, and we start singing Hallel, and we praise Hashem, and we sing to Hashem. And then we stop for a little bit, and we bring ground ourselves, and we invite our bodies more into the experience, and we eat, and we have a meal, and we open ourselves up to our family and the world around us and everything around us. And then we continue along our process, and we move from there, now with our body integrated, into the rest of Hallel, and we continue drinking, and we move ourselves into a state where we're really in this place of like starting to really be in place of like, wow, Hashem, you're amazing, you're amazing, you're amazing. And we get to like the end of Hallel, and then we move into a place where we're drunk, we're like tired, and we're just singing songs, and they're much simpler. They're not like the words of Hallel, they're just simple songs, and we return back to the childlike part of ourselves, the simple part of ourselves that could just see Hashem, like when we left Mitzrayim, we were like children that we wandered with Hashem. Like I remember the days of your youth that you wandered with me in the desert. We were like children or young lovers. I have to, like that we're just singing, like we're just drinking and singing together, and we reach this childlike part of ourselves, and then we get to, you know, who is Hashem? Oh, Hashem is one, and that's like also that wonder of just like, oh, Hashem is one. Like, oh, look, there's two of this, and there's three of that, and there's, you know, and Hashem is one. And we're just in this, like, wow. And you could just, like, you know, that state of amazement where you could just look like these beautiful flowers that are in front of us right now. And we're just like, oh, wow, look at the flowers. They're so beautiful. Hashem, amazing. And then we get to, like, our last song, and it's Chad Gadya. And you're like, we do like the Chad Gadya, Chad Gadya, Chad Gadya, Chad Gadya, and we're banging on the table, and everyone, and what's Chad Gadya? It's the whole span of history from one part to the other. We're like screaming, like, what are we really screaming? Like, Hashem is in the whole path of history, the whole trajectory of history. It's all Hashem's plan, all the way up to and including Malach HaMaves, and still Hashem, it's all Hashem is one, and you have like the whole span, and then you stop. And there's that moment of silence where you're just like, and that's the last moment of the Seder when you've reached all the different parts of yourself, and you're just in wonder, and you're just with Hashem is one, in a childlike state of like, Hashem's got it, Hashem has me, I'm in a big picture, Hashem's got the whole world, and I'm just here. with Hashem. Nirtzach.